It is a great time of year to be a wrestling fan. WrestleMania season is here. You can catch WrestleMania on the WWE Network. Very pleased to be joined by our next guest, WWE superstar Drew McIntyre. Drew, how are you today?
I'm absolutely fantastic. I'm just down the road. Well, I don't know if it's down the road, but I'm in Canada, in Toronto. Excited to be talking to you all.
There is a road that gets us there. It's, it's a pretty
few thousand kilometers, but it's close.
Isn't there only one road? Like, follow the road.
You are in the great white north promoting WrestleMania, also SummerSlam going to be in Toronto. We'll start with any memories of wrestling up here in Canada.
I mean, every time that I've been in Canada, I get excited just because of the fan base here. You know, Canada has a great history of wrestling. The fans are just you know, so knowledgeable, passionate. They know the product. They really get fired up and into it. And if you're not doing your job or pulling your weight, they're going to let you know because they love it that much. If you're not good enough, they're going to tell you about it. And you know, I'm a big fan of Bret Hart. I know you're all coming from Calgary there, so I want to throw that in there. Like, he's my guy.
Well, he's a lot of people's guy out here as well. And this time of year, he made a lot of noise. WrestleMania season is here for fans. This is the best time of year. As a performer, what's WrestleMania season like for you?
Very, very busy, which is a good thing. This is all I ever wanted to do. All ever wanted to be as part of WWE and part of WrestleMania. I've had a few WrestleMania moments when I was younger, but now I'm a little older, a little wiser. I'm looking for a really big WrestleMania moment this year.
It's been a bit of a road back to get to a WrestleMania moment for you. Released by the company a while ago, you absolutely crushed it on the independent scene for a while, to working your way back to this point. Going through what you went through after the release, building yourself back up, both physically and as a character, does this have a bit of an extra special meaning to you this go around?
Yeah, 100%. It just shows myself, and hopefully anybody who's followed my story, that if you work hard enough, you can achieve anything. You know, I got signed the first time through hard work, but I was 21. I didn't, you know, appreciate my opportunity. I got a little entitled. I kind of got lost in the bubble and wasn't given it 110% in every way, and I got released because of it. When I left, it was a case of, all right, I can take everything I've learned for the past 8 years from the best minds and performers in wrestling history, and I can apply it and become what I'm supposed to be, or I can just let it fizzle away and become nothing. And I gave it 150%. I was never home. My wife barely saw me for 3 years, but I became the top guy outside the company, got the opportunity to come back. And this time I'm not going to let that opportunity slip away. And if I see anybody on the roster, like I always say, that reminds me of my younger self, that's complacent, I'll be the first one to kick their ass out the door. Time's getting released is a good thing.
It did seem like something really clicked for you after you got released. Was it just the release that was kind of a wake-up call, or was that something in you that hadn't really been able to flourish in the WWE? Why was that switch able to flip once you got released?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was just so in just the routine of doing what I was doing with the 3MB and the comedy character stuff, and we were always on the road, and I never had an opportunity to really think. It was just, I was living in autopilot for a long time. And then once you get told, okay, you're not on the road at all now for the first time in my entire life, like, I came straight from university, straight to being on the road, and suddenly I wasn't. It was within hours. I just moved into my new place with my girlfriend at the time, and now my wife. We'd only lived here for 3 days when I got the call. She came home. She was more upset than me, and I told her, this is a good thing. This is a chance to show what I can really do. I showed her my mission statement I'd already drawn up, and I told her I was going to return to Scotland, deliver my mission statement, and from there, like, I'm going to become something in this industry, and I believe I can do it. And thankfully, it worked out for the best.
Coming up this Sunday is Fastlane. You are part of a match against The Shield, who reformed on Monday. Part of that is Roman Reigns coming back. I know Drew McIntyre, the character, isn't a big fan of Roman Reigns, but just from a human being perspective, that had to be a pretty cool moment with Roman coming back a couple weeks ago.
So, yeah, it was huge. I mean, Drew McIntyre, the character, respects Roman Reigns also. Like, Drew McIntyre is a guy who wants to eradicate the ones that remind him of his younger self, that the weak ones, if you like, and he targets people like Roman Reigns because in order to spread his message, he has to be the number one guy, and that's why he targets the top people. But, you know, to have Roman back and to have him at 100%, and, you know, he truly is the locker room leader. Just a great guy, you know, inside the ring, outside the ring, cooler than the other side of the pillow, just everything everybody, you know, says he is. He is the absolute man. It's great to have him back. You know, I thought I broke the Shield one time, and now they're back together, and I'm going to have to break them again. But, you know, he is somebody that I'm very much looking forward to getting into something serious with when we can.
Well, we definitely look forward to that. Look forward to seeing what's in store for you for WrestleMania on the WWE Network. Drew, thank you so much for doing this today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre again, Fastlane, this Sunday on the WWE Network, which is where you can also catch WrestleMania, Raw, and SmackDown every week on Sportsnet 360.